from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. As that natural gas leak in the L.A. suburb of Porter Ranch continues spewing noxious fumes, some state lawmakers wonder if maybe it's time to rethink the way California regulates private utilities. Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk has more.
The Porter Ranch leak is just the latest in a string of controversies that have shaken confidence in the California Public Utilities Commission. Now, some state lawmakers want voters to repeal the CPUC's constitutional authority and let the legislature redistribute its power to other state agencies.
Many citizens have expressed to us, their representatives, the fear that the next disaster is just around the corner.
Assemblyman Mike Gatto says questions over whether the CPUC could have prevented the Porter Ranch leak and other accidents like the San Bruno pipeline explosion suggest the agency is spread too thin.
If we, the legislature and the people of California, were constituting the CPUC today, would we create it in its current form? Would we have one agency regulating hot air balloons and electricity, limousines and gas pipelines, your Uber and your cell phone, railroad safety and cable television, moving vans and water utilities? The answer is clearly no.
It remains to be seen whether Gatto and others can get the two-thirds support needed in the legislature to put the measure before voters this fall. Lawmakers have overwhelmingly supported less ambitious reforms of the CPUC, but most have been vetoed by Governor Jerry Brown. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
A proposal to spur oil production in California by importing crude into the state by train could be derailed if opponents have their way. Starting today, two communities are set to make decisions that would have big implications for oil imports that roll into the state. KQED's Julie Small reports.
About a mile north of San Luis Obispo's downtown, a poorly marked road takes you directly under the Stener Creek Trestle. The 120-year-old railroad bridge looms overhead, held up by wiry steel rods. Local activist Heidi Harmon says the bridge raises the risk of derailment.
You can see just the antiquated style in which this was put together, which makes it stunning to look at, but terrifying to consider a mile and a half long oil train coming over.
When she says oil train, she means trains with 80 tanker cars, ferrying crude from oil fields far outside the state. Trains could cross this trestle multiple times a week if Phillips 66 gets approval to build a rail spur connecting the Union Pacific line to a nearby refinery. Later today, the County Planning Commission holds a hearing on whether to allow the rail spur. County staff are advising against it, saying the trains pose too great a risk to public health and safety. Harmon and other opponents say they'll pack the meeting.
We have an opportunity here in San Luis Obispo to say we do not want this train. We do not want the dangers. We don't want the air pollution hazards and the increased cancer risks. We don't want this in our community.
A series of accidents, including a 2013 derailment that killed 47 people in Quebec, have fueled fears and community opposition. Phillips 66 officials declined an interview for this story, but said in an email the company uses one of the most modern rail car fleets in the industry. In the Bay Area community of Benicia, the energy company Valero also wants to connect a main rail line to a local refinery. A public hearing is set for Monday, and Benicia's Planning Commission is recommending approval. The local political leadership is divided, but many people in the community are opposed. To get to Benicia, the crude would first pass through communities far to the north, including Auburn, Sacramento, and the university town of Davis.
The rail line passes through the heart of our downtown and has a few geographic elements to it that raise concern when oil trains are going through it.
Mike Webb is the city planner for Davis. He says officials in his town do not want to stop the project.
Our primary mission here is to ensure that to the extent that these trains and these materials are going to be going through our community, let's make it as safe as it can possibly be.
Webb says Davis wants Valero to implement technology that automatically slows trains in densely populated areas and provide more training for first responders. The city would also like emergency crews to get warned before an oil train comes down the line. Chris Howe, a manager for Valero, says his company is committed to strong safety standards and modern technology.
We have from the start utilized or planned to utilize in our project upgraded rail cars.
And he says they are working with an experienced railroad.
We expect that UP Railroad, which is the prime railroad that we'll be utilizing to move those trains, is going to be able to do so safely. Many of the incidents that have happened have occurred on much smaller, less well-maintained railroads.
Union Pacific says it has made changes to reduce the risk of hauling crude, implementing slower speeds in high population areas, and creating analytical tools to find the safest routes. The two projects under consideration are among a handful of crude-by-rail proposals in California. A drop in the price of oil has made hauling it by train more expensive. The California Energy Commission says rail imports make up less than 1% of all crude imports to the state. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.
Hundreds of protesters demonstrating on behalf of the homeless faced off against police in riot gear yesterday in San Francisco, across the street from the city's Super Bowl city. The demonstrators pitched tents on the sidewalk, then removed them as the police moved in. City officials say they've relocated about 24 homeless people from the area in recent days, but they deny there's a systematic effort to move people in advance of Sunday's big game. And that's the California Report for Thursday, February 4th, a production of KQED Public Radio. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Wharton San Francisco, where executives can pursue an MBA immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access Wharton's globally connected network. Learn more at wharton.upenn.edu. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org.